Woodbridge, WMAL, Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL, Washington. A Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Fairfax County police say they have no credible information that the suspect in the recent murder of a Muslim teenager was a gang member. That claim was made by a woman who came forward to say that a week before 17-year-old Nabra Hassanan was killed, she was assaulted by the man who's now charged in Hassanan's death, 22-year-old Darwin Martinez Torres. And that woman claimed that he was a member of MS-13. The Middle East's largest airline says its flights to the U.S. are operating normally as new travel restrictions come into effect today for travelers from six mostly Muslim nations. Dubai-based Emirates says it has reminded its passengers that they must possess the appropriate travel documents, including a valid U.S. entry visa. A top advisor to Pope Francis is being charged in his native Australia with multiple sexual assaults. Cardinal George Pell insists, though, that he's innocent.
The Pope, according to the Vatican this morning, says he's going to give him a leave of absence to return and face those charges, but the Vatican essentially this morning saying that they are supporting Cardinal Pell. They iterated their respect for the Australian justice system, but they say Cardinal Pell has repeatedly denied these allegations.
Correspondent Delia Gallagher. Some unsolicited advice to the Republican nominee for governor of Virginia from one of the men he defeated in the primary. Prince William County Board Chair Corey Stewart, in an interview with the Washington Post, says nominee Ed Gillespie needs to, quote, juice it up some.
You know, when you look at one of Ed's speeches, it's boring. It doesn't really hit the heart. It's, you know, he's not talking about the things that people are really actually caring about.
Stewart says Gillespie has to somehow inspire people in the way that he has not done so far. Your internet provider may tell you that you have super high-speed service, but do you?
It's very difficult to know how good a job they are doing delivering service, you know, in a comprehensive way. So we're trying to crowdsource that information.
Montgomery County Councilmember Hans Reimer says if you go to checkspeedmontgomery.com, you can take a survey that figures out how fast your internet actually is.
We want a competitive marketplace to deliver super high-speed internet.
He says the county's working to figure out how to make it cheaper and faster for new internet providers to enter the market. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
It's a big day for golf fans in our area as the Quicken Loans National gets underway.
One of the big changes this year for the Quicken Loans National is the location. For the first time, TPC Potomac is playing host. Tournament director Mike Annalini says it's great for those coming to watch.
There's natural hillsides overlooking the closing hole. You are steps from the driving range, steps from the clubhouse.
Tickets are still available. Tiger Woods will not be attending. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A new report by experts at the University of Virginia forecasts that the Commonwealth will be the nation's 10th most populous state by 2040. But over those next 23 years, nearly every locality in the Southwest Virginia coal fields will lose population. And the majority of hate crimes experienced by U.S. residents over a 12-year period were not reported to police. That's according to a new federal report being released today that has stoked advocates' concerns about ongoing tensions between police and black and Latino communities. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,455, the Nasdaq at 62,34. Sports, Anthony Rendon, Matt Wieters, and Daniel Murphy all homers. The Nats crush the Cubs. The Orioles lose. WNBA, the Mystics host the New York Liberty tonight, and the Quicken Loans National is getting underway. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Here's the deal.
Traffic and weather, the day's top stories, and you.
This is a show that is open and welcome to both parties, Republicans and Democrats.
The Larry O'Connor Show, 3 to 6.
Let's have that conversation
on Washington's Mall,
WMAL.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. If you notice signs of fatigue, you should pull over to a rest stop to refresh yourself. Some of the warning signs include lane drifting, hitting road edge rumble strips, repeated yawning, and trouble maintaining focus. Holiday or vacation driving sometimes tempts people to keep going to make a schedule. Think smart. Remember that even a minor accident or a roadside chat with a highway patrol officer takes more time than a rest stop. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
Hear that? No, it's not your stomach rumbling. It's your engine overheating. When your vehicle's cooling system isn't working right, bad things can happen, threatening the life of your engine.
Don't let this happen to you.
When it comes to radiator coolant exchange, we've got you covered. The highly trained technicians at Jiffy Lube do more than just oil changes. We also replace filters, exchange transmission fluid, rotate tires, and more. All in a jiffy. Jiffy Lube. Leave worry behind.
In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience? Try Metro 29 Diner. Open daily from 6 a.m. until midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
8:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Rockville commuters, 270. We continue to have big delays here with the three-car crash. Southbound 270 prior to getting to 28. Still, the cleanup continues. Three cars, one was overturned, so a lot to deal with. On the lineup, getting to 270, those feeder roads, 117, 118, 370. On 28, we have a crash, and that's what's slowing 28 Montgomery Avenue heading eastbound prior to 270, right near the Shell gas station. Watch for police direction with major delays there on 28. Now on the top side of the Beltway, we're still jammed from 95 to Georgia Avenue. South on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, the accident prior to the exit for BWI. So coming southbound, catching a flight, little extra time here for BW Parkway. Southbound direction, northbound, you're buzzing along, you're fine. Now, Virginia, it's been tough on 66, jammed out of Centerville to Nutley Street. First crash at Nutley Street gone. We had one in the backups, the car fire reported near 123. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Humidity up. Temperatures coming up now over the next few days right into the upcoming weekend. Clouds mixed with some clear sky this morning and a cloud-sun mix this afternoon. A breeze out of the southwest pumping temperatures up 90 degrees. Some clouds tonight, 72. Cooler out in the suburbs. Sunshine, a few clouds, 93 tomorrow. Some showers and thunderstorms by Saturday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 64 in Vienna, 61 in Bowie, 68 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Metro 29 Diner. A top Vatican official is facing sex assault charges in his native Australia. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
Good morning, 8:07 here on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 8:35 this morning, we got Brandon Darby. He's from Breitbart, Texas. The guy knows a lot about Mexican cartels and gangs for sure. MS-13, a Salvadoran gang. He's going to talk to us about that and its impact right here in our own home community. That's all straight ahead on Mornings on the Mall. My name is Vince Colonnais with Mary Walter. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning. The House today is going to allegedly be voting on two major immigration bills. They're set to vote on these two bills. President Trump would like these to see these bills passed. He says he will sign them. The first one is called Kate's Law, and that sets mandatory minimum sentences on individuals who try to keep coming back into the country illegally more than once. Because Kate Steinle was shot in San Francisco. She was shot and killed by a man, allegedly by a man, who had entered into the country more than five times, kept being deported. And also the second one is...
He had seven felony convictions, by the way.
But you know what? He's just here for a better life. So
totally.
I'm not quite sure why you're so...
A charity case if I've ever seen one.
Yeah. And the No Sanctuary for Criminals Act. And what that says is that if you're a sanctuary city, it defines what a sanctuary city or a sanctuary state is. And it authorizes the Department of Justice to withhold grant money from those places that are defined according to this bill as sanctuary cities or sanctuary states or localities or whatever it happens to be. And those would be grants from the Department of Justice or the Department of Homeland Security, and they would, but that money would be reallocated to states and localities and municipalities that do comply with the federal law. So here's the thing. Pretty much everybody's on board with the first one, with Kate's Law. Pretty much Democrats, Republicans, everybody's on board with that.
Or at least Democrats are not signaling outright opposition.
Right. So it looks like they're going to be okay with this. The second one, though, about the sanctuary cities, the left is not happy with, because they say that this will prevent illegal immigrants, illegal aliens, from reporting crimes, and we need them to feel safe that they can come forward and they can rat somebody else out and report a crime, maybe something that happened to them, so that they won't be victimized and they can help law enforcement in tracking down criminals.
Right, because every time I report a crime, I go in and I bring my Social Security card, my ID, I leave my fingerprints, I give them all sorts of identifying information. Oh, wait, you don't have to do that. You can just call the tip line or just figure out a way to leave an anonymous tip. If you're an illegal immigrant and wants to report a crime against another illegal immigrant, do it. There's nothing, you can figure out a way to do it without identifying markers. Buy a burner phone. Just get it. So you have options.
There are ways to get the deed done. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL is the number. We want to know how you feel about this bill. What are your thoughts about this bill to deny sanctuary cities certain federal grants and certain funding, specifically the funding that goes to enforce immigration laws,
yeah,
for your police department, for your sheriff's department, whatever it happens to be. Well, if you're not going to use the money for what it's intended to be used for, we're not going to give it to
you.
Not
just that, they're giving it to the localities that actually are enforcing immigration law, yeah, which is a hilarious way to basically bring these guys to the table. Because you're like, okay, not only are we taking the money away from you, we're going to give it to other places that are doing this way better.
And absolutely.
It's going to make those places feel a lot better that they're going to be well-funded.
And some of this money is being used, as I said, in the way that it's not meant to be. For instance, in San Francisco, that wacky town, there is an illegal immigrant, Pedro Figueroa Zarcino, who is going to be awarded $190,000. He's here illegally. He walked into a police station on December 2nd of 2015 to recover his stolen car. So the car had been recovered. Someone contacted him, allegedly, I would guess, to let him know the car had been recovered. He walks into the police station to get the car. When he leaves the police station, he was immediately taken into custody by ICE. That is against San Francisco policy as a sanctuary city. So he is suing them for violating the sanctuary city policy because he should be safe and protected from ICE in a sanctuary city. And guess what?
What?
That's worth $190,000. Dude, here you go.
They're settling.
Yeah.
$190,000.
It's not going to go to court. Yeah.
They're going to give to an illegal. Talk about winning the lottery. You get to live in the United States. You don't have to follow the laws. And we'll give you $190,000 for your trouble.
Yeah. Speaking through an interpreter. Of course. He is a native of El Salvador. He has a fiance who is a U.S. citizen, and he has an 8-year-old daughter. So he's been in this country for at least 8 years and still can't speak English. I just think that's crazy, and we've talked about that and how it handcuffs you and your ability to do better.
You don't need to speak English. Money talks.
Well, he claims that he was, speaking of handcuffs, at the station he was detained and handcuffed and told the police needed to ask him questions. He says, you know what, that was a way of them detaining him, which is also against sanctuary city policy, in order for ICE to get there.
This is like the most audacious dude ever. He's like, I'm going to sue the city. They took me into custody for breaking a law. This is ridiculous. I'm going to sue them. And he wins $190,000. What is going on?
888-630-9625. Is this yet another reason why we should not be giving sanctuary cities this money? They should be stripped of it. Bruce in Virginia, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I just called in because, like, with this Kate Steinle case, that gentleman's name was Francisco Sanchez.
Yeah.
And what I would like to know is basically, why is it that once a person is deported, that they're not automatically going into the system as a person of known illegal entry, and therefore, going forward, if he were to come back into the country, there would not be an issue with the federal government basically having to call up and get a retainer or get a warrant.
Right. So once you're already kicked out,
known who this gentleman already is.
So yeah. Once you're kicked out, establish in law that, hey, let's just accelerate the process of doing it again. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, and I mean, like, the thing that is like, if there's not a law that basically says that once you've tried to illegally enter this country, that you're no longer granted permission or made it legal for that person to gain legal entry in the future,
yeah.
I would think that would be a fair. And as a person like myself, I've brought two people from a different part of the world into this country legally. I know it costs a considerable amount of money to do it. You know, you have to go through all kinds of culture tests and
yes.
stuff like that and exams. medical exams to even be brought in.
Right, Bruce.
And then there's.
But Bruce, with these illegals being able to come in again and again and again, it negates what you did legally. And it's not fair to the immigrants who come to this country legally, jump through the hoops, and then, do it the right way. And then this guy keeps just coming back, and nothing happens to
sure.
him.
Sure, there's a process for a reason. I mean, we welcome immigrants. It's not like we don't welcome immigrants to the country. There's a way to get in.
888-630-9625. These two bills, the so-called Cates Law, seems, at least Democrats seem to be on board with this one, but the No Sanctuary for Criminals Act, they're upset. They say, you know what, this is going to prevent illegals from reporting when they have been the victim of a crime, or if they want to give the police some kind of information on a crime that has been committed. Do you agree with that? It is 8:15. It is time for WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Marilyn, a little bit of an improvement at the scene of the three-car crash in Rockville. However, big delays continue. You still see the activity. Southbound on 270 before you get to the exit for 28 with three cars. One of them was overturned, and for a period of time, only the shoulder was getting by. So, as you come south out of Clarksburg, get ready for the tough trip through Germantown and Gaithersburg, and of course, those feeder roads to get on to 270. Unrelated to 270 is a crash on 28 Montgomery Avenue. As you head eastbound prior to 270, right near the Shell gas station, watch for police direction around a crash in that stretch. Virginia, let's go on the inner loop of the Beltway through Annandale slow. You get a little break, and then north of 66 for the Legion Bridge. Latest problem is going to be through Falls Church on the westbound direction of 66. Crash before you get to Glebe Road. And leaving Springfield slows onto that inner loop. Have a crash reported right near 644 and 95. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today a mix of sun and clouds with a high near 90. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, a low of 72. Tomorrow, more of the same, sunny, some clouds, high of 93. And for the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, both days highs in the low 90s. Saturday, there's a chance of a shower or thunderstorm, and Sunday, just a few clouds. Currently in our nation's capital, we are at 70 degrees at 8:17 on WMAL.
This weekend, the SGK Gun Show returns to the Fredericksburg Expo Center at Central Park. Hunters, collectors, sportsmen, visit the Fredericksburg Expo Center for SGK's biggest show ever. Tickets available online at guns-knives.com or at the door. That's the Fredericksburg Gun Show this weekend.
The No Sanctuary for Criminals Act should be voted on in the House today, and it will define what exactly makes something a sanctuary city or a municipality, and it authorizes the Department of Justice to withhold grant money from those areas that are found to be non-compliant with federal immigration law. The Democrats are signaling that they're not going to go for this because it doesn't protect illegals. It makes them afraid to report if they've been the victim of a crime, and it makes them afraid to report if they have information on someone who may have committed a crime.
Right.
The problem with this is like San Francisco, who just got sued by an illegal because someone... because he claims that he was detained when he came to pick up his car, and the police used that time to call ICE because he, according to the police, had a final order fugitive order standing for him. They called ICE, turned him over. He said, "You violated my rights in a sanctuary city." And rather than go to court and fight it, San Francisco said, "Would $190,000 do it? And would that be okay? How about that?" So that's the insanity of this. And your tax dollars are going to these cities in the form of grants with no accountability of what the money is being used for, because it's not being used to enforce immigration law as it's meant to be. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Rick in West Virginia, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Rick?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
Good morning. You're on the air. Don't say anything dirty.
Good morning. Hey, it's quite simple. You have all these, the sanctuary cities are just like, the Democrats. They want everything for free. I mean, the whole idea is they shouldn't be given any funds if they cannot, follow the laws. It's simple.
Right. If you don't enforce federal law, don't get federal funds. Ben, I think that's the idea.
I don't understand what's so hard about that. But Ben in Winchester disagrees. Ben, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall.
Can you hear me?
Hi, go ahead, Ben. You're on the air.
Okay, great. Well, let me start by saying sanctuary cities are not a good idea. I disagree with sanctuary cities, and the Democrats are wrong about sanctuary cities. They're bad. But that said, immigration enforcement is a fundamentally federal function. And as a conservative, it concerns me anytime the federal government tries to force the states to do something that's not the state's job and use funding to do that. Now, I know they do that already a fair amount. I don't like it anytime it happens. But this, without knowing the details, this seems like it's kind of expanding the power of the federal government to coerce the state
right
into doing something that's not the state's responsibility.
But Ben, ultimately, what if somebody's going to come into contact with law enforcement, as a conservative, in general, you'd hope it'd be local law enforcement that they deal with, and that we don't have to grow the size of the federal police force to begin handling immigration cases all across the country. If you're going to come into contact with law enforcement, it may as well be one of the local guys who can refer your case up for a federal government crime, right?
Yeah, you're right. That's way more efficient. That's why sanctuary cities are a bad idea, and I wish states and cities wouldn't do it. But when you get to the federal government actually coercing them to enforce federal immigration law, is where I get more uncomfortable, because then why can't they coerce the states to regulate guns? Why can't they coerce the states to, you know, really do anything?
Right.
And,
well,
at this point, they already do this to an extent.
At this point, we've gotten so far away from the original point, which is they should feel an obligation to enforce federal law in this case, because this is about citizenship in the United States, and then these states should have an inherent interest in that, and they're working against their own interests, actually. And it's sad that we've gotten to the point where compulsory funding mechanisms are the way that this is being handled.
And it's federal money that is being withheld. So it is on it for not enforcing federal law, and that money is allocated to enforce federal law. So all the federal government is saying is, if you're not going to enforce federal law, you don't need this money, because this money is to be used for that enforcement. So they shouldn't miss the money. It shouldn't be a big deal. 822 on WMAL.
The Wine Outlet is your neighborhood destination for the best prices, service, and selection of wine and craft beers, offering tastings every Friday and Saturday at their locations in Vienna, McLean, and now Great Falls. Visit wine-outlet.com. The Wine Outlet. Big box prices, small store service.
Novant Health UVA Health System Orthopedics and Sports Medicine believes life calls for a full range of motion. We provide advanced treatment options to bring back your mobility. You get back to playing golf with your friends.
Nice shot.
We invest in technology to precisely diagnose your pain. You get back to playing fetch with your best friend.
Who's a good boy?
We carefully design a treatment plan tailored just for you, so you get back to dancing with your better half.
Come on, honey, let's do this.
We have experts devoted to your rapid recovery, so you get back to what matters most.
Here goes.
Woohoo!
No matter the moment, we're here to help you live an active life with less pain. Visit novanthealthuva.org/motion for more information on how to live your life in full range.
Eric's IRS troubles were nasty.
I had 10 years of unpaid tax returns. I owed $83,000. I might have wound up in jail.
And unbelievably complex.
Things that are written in the tax code are so complicated that if you don't pay a tax professional to do your taxes, you're going to screw up. This was such a complex problem, I did not think anybody could solve it.
Eric's whole life was about to go down the drain, so he called Optima Tax Relief.
Optima was able to make sense out of a huge disaster, and Optima stopped it.
To say the least, Eric was very relieved.
They got me out of hot water, that's for sure. Optima saved me a boatload of money and got me out of a horribly complex situation. If not for Optima, I might be in jail right now.
Got a nasty, confusing tax problem? Do what Eric did and call Optima right now for a free consultation. Call 800-908-1755. That's 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Are high real estate commissions stopping you from selling your home? Intelligent sellers are avoiding high real estate commissions and going with a smarter approach. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, we've already saved our clients over $7 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
825 now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And good morning. Traffic update now sponsored by Sun and Ski. We've had some problems through Northwest. I do want to begin where we had fire department activity. They were investigating a minor fire in the area of Mount Vernon Place, Massachusetts Avenue, and 9th Street Northwest. Massachusetts Avenue getting better, but 9th Street really just still a mess. You might want to think about some of your options as opposed to using 9th, maybe 10th or 7th Street. Those work better. If you're heading out of Silver Spring and heading into Northwest using 16th Street, going southbound past Rock Creek Golf Course, that's very slow. Had the incident south on 16th Street, south of Military Road, under police direction at last check. 270 in delays this morning. Germantown solid into Rockville. Had a serious crash. One car overturned. Everything's been cleared out of the travel lanes, but again, expect that to take some time to recover. Oh no, I have a crash reported in the backups on 270. South near 370. So please keep alert here in this tedious stop and go. That's always when we have those accidents in the backups. On 28, heading toward 270, crash. It's completely separate. Eastbound 28 right near the Shell gas station. Save up to 60% on patio furniture at Sun and Ski. And with every qualifying purchase, receive free delivery or free gift like an umbrella. Save at Sun and Ski in Chantilly, Falls Church, and Gaithersburg. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A return now to warm and more humid weather. A few clouds and sunshine as we continue to head on through this morning. A cloud sun mix this afternoon. A gusty southwest breeze up near 90. I'm meteorologist Ray Stichick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 70 degrees at 826 on WMAL. The No Sanctuary for Criminals Act is supposed to be voted on today in the House, and it would define what a sanctuary city is. It would also permit the Department of Justice to strip federal funds from those places that do not enforce immigration law because they don't need the money. Kimberly in Montclair, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Hi, Kimberly.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. Now, you disagree with this.
Well, I disagree with some of the things that you and your callers have been saying because it's just not based in any type of empirical evidence. So I wanted to clarify and provide a little bit of a wider context for those types of things.
Well, pick something discreet.
Yeah, we got about a minute.
Okay, sure. So first, there isn't a proverbial line for people to wait in a lot of the countries that they're coming from. If there was, they wouldn't be paying $10,000 to a smuggler to be able to circumvent the law. They would have paid that money to a legal process to, you know, immigrate to the country legally. Second, the fact of the matter is that undocumented migrants are disproportionately targeted for crime, but they're less likely than Americans to commit crimes themselves. There's literally a scholarly consensus on those facts. So the fact that one or a few undocumented migrants are committing crimes, that does not represent the larger population.
Well, a couple things. One, you know, being here is an offense, but illegally.
It's a civil offense.
It's a civil offense,
so it
yes.
is a crime.
Additionally, if they weren't here, they wouldn't be committing the crimes. Like, right? Like, the idea is, if we didn't have illegal immigrants, no illegal immigrants would be committing crimes. So it hardly matters at what rate they're committing them versus a native-born citizen, right?
Well, the rate of crime in cities with higher number of immigrants is a lower rate than cities with more U.S. citizens. They decrease the crime rate in the cities that they settle in. There's a scholarly consensus on that. Look at Ramiro Martinez or Hagan and Poloni or any of the peer-reviewed journal articles that say those facts. I mean, it's true. And I understand you have anecdotes of immigrants committing bad crimes, and that happens. But the fact of the matter is it's at a lower proportion than U.S. citizens.
I can appreciate all that, but I don't see why we don't need a scholarly rationale to establish why illegal immigrants should be in the United States. I think just as a matter of national sovereignty, it's an obvious point that we should not be welcoming people into the country illegally. They should come through a dedicated process.
Yeah, absolutely. And just because the crime is less in those neighborhoods, so then do we say, well, if you live in a neighborhood with a lot of crime, then we're going to strip you of your citizen because you're not as good of a citizen? I don't understand the rationale behind that. It's kind of interesting. But all right. She says that I would like to see the studies. I don't know what to say to that. Coming up on WMAL, we'll be joined by Brandon Darby. He is with Breitbart, and he is going to talk to us about the rise of MS-13 and other gangs that are associated with illegal
MS-13.
Aliens.
MS-13, all the legal immigrants bringing that over.
Yeah, interesting.
Wait.
It's 8:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington, 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Mervis Diamond Importers. Fairfax County Police are continuing their investigation of the death of a 13-year-old girl who was hit by a VRE train yesterday as she walked along a bridge. The girl was hiking with some relatives and was walking on Bull Run Bridge when the train approached. Two other people got out of the way safely, but the girl was struck and killed. President Trump held his first 2020 re-election fundraiser last night at the Trump International Hotel in Washington. And Northern Virginia Democratic Congressman Jerry Connolly says Mr. Trump hosting an event like this at his own hotel is a conflict of interest.
From the very beginning, I have insisted that his whole relationship with the Trump Hotel becomes a massive conflict of interest the day he was sworn in. The lease agreement with the federal government is crystal clear that an elected official cannot be participating in that lease or benefiting from it.
A House committee is preparing to consider a bill that would ban all travel to North Korea by American tourists.
CNN reports anyone else would have to get a license from the Treasury Department. There could be some exceptions, like family unification or humanitarian work. The bill's the work of two lawmakers at very opposite ends of the political spectrum, South Carolina Republican Joe Wilson and California Democrat Adam Schiff. I'm Rich Johnson in Washington.
Police are looking for three would-be ATM thieves in Prince George's County. Early in the morning the other day, police say the three guys tried to steal an entire ATM by wrapping a chain around it and pulling it out of the ground with their van. They tried three times, but each attempt failed, and they ended up driving away empty-handed. And it's induction day in Annapolis with the arrival of the U.S. Naval Academy's Class of 2021. They'll finish up their first day today with the Oath of Office ceremony. Checking your money. The Dow opened today at 21,455. The Nasdaq at 62,34. Sports, the Nats beat the Cubs again. The Blue Jays end the Orioles' brief winning streak. WNBA, the Mystics host the Liberty tonight. And the Quicken Loans National is underway this morning. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
For Mervis Diamond Importers, I'm Ronnie Mervis. We believe that the purchase of a diamond ring is very special. It's a moment you'll remember forever, so we make the experience exciting and worthy of your time. Compare a few and decide which appeals the most. Try them on. See how they fit your hand. Feast your eyes at the fiery brilliance leaping from our perfect Mervis diamonds. The sparkle is breathtaking. Each diamond is different. Examine them in-store with the help of a trained Mervis expert. The right way to choose is to view many diamonds and place each one live in a prestige designer ring like Tacori or Verragio. At Mervis, we show fine quality GIA-graded diamonds at amazing prices. It's what you expect from the leading diamond importer. Online sites may promise a low price, but we beat them every day. When you're ready for that special diamond, let's meet. Ask for one of the Mervis family, Zed or Jonathan or me, Ronnie. We'll take great care of you. Call 800-HER-LOVE or go to MervisDiamond.com.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, founder and CEO of New Look Home Design. I have an amazing offer for you. Give us one day to install your new roof, and we'll give you 5 years to pay for it, interest-free. People can't believe it when I tell them we install most roofs in a single day. I say, that's just one of the many things to love about New Look. We've been improving homes for 14 years. We've served thousands of satisfied homeowners, and we've mastered a process that's fast, easy, and pleasant. Imagine finally getting your beautiful new roof and not breaking the bank to do it. Now you can. Choose the company you can trust and an experience you can recommend. Give New Look Home Design one day to install your new roof, and we'll give you 5 years to pay for it, interest-free. This offer is available to all credit-approved customers. I promise you'll love what we do for your home. Call New Look Home Design at 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300. Or visit newlookhomedesign.com.
A cure for hepatitis C. Breakthroughs in HIV treatment, multiple sclerosis, and diabetes. Millions of lives saved and improved by science. Yet still science is often not a straight line to success. So here's to the path to progress. traveled by 140,000 researchers with America's biopharmaceutical companies. Here's to the long road, to the twists and turns that try men's and women's souls. Here's to frustration and fatigue and dead ends. Here's to permission to fail so that success can follow. And here's to brave patients, thousands here in D.C., enrolled in clinical trials to help find new breakthroughs, one of which might save their life, and perhaps one day, yours. Welcome to the future of medicine for all of us, where together we go boldly. A message from America's biopharmaceutical companies. Visit goboldly.com.
The experts at Potomac Petals and Plants are ready to help you have the best landscape yard. On sale now, get 3 bags of shredded hardwood mulch for just $10. Potomac Petals and Plants on River Road in Potomac Village, Washington's premier flower, garden, and gift store.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Rush hour is certainly giving us some headaches. Areas such as coming through Centerville, 66, just jammed heading up toward Nutley Street. Had a longstanding crash gone. Then we had an incident in the backups. On the westbound side, inside the Beltway, up 66 through Falls Church, slowing. Had the accident westbound 66 near Glebe Road. Fairfax police working with the crash near Burke Lake on Ox Road south of Burke Lake Road. So do watch for their direction to get you through there. For 270 southbound, we've been tied up into Rockville. Had the 3-car crash south on 270 before you get to 28. And of course, we have those feeder roads getting up onto 270, really feeling the effects of that as well. On the top side, haven't relieved the pressure yet from 95 to George Avenue from earlier crash. Leaving the Beltway, heading into Chevy Chase, crash reported on Connecticut Avenue southbound as you come up toward East-West Highway. And I'm definitely seeing East-West Highway heavy through that area. And still watch if you're heading toward BWI Airport on the southbound side of the BW Parkway right before the exit. Park Police tell me they have now cleared the crash. Still slow, though. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Warmer weather now with Bermuda high pressure settling in off the East Coast. That's going to pump up the temperatures the next couple of days and the humidity. Clouds mixing with sunshine today, 90 degrees on a southwest breeze. Tonight, 72. Suburbs a little cooler. Tomorrow, 93. Sunshine and a few clouds. Some thunderstorms possible by Saturday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 69 in Haymarket, 70 in Silver Spring, 70 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Potomac Petals and Plants. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
at AM 630.
Good morning. It is 8:37 on WMAL where Washington comes to talk. It's Thursday morning. That means tomorrow's Friday. I'm Mary Walter sitting here with Vince Colonnais. And Vince, we were just speaking to Kate, a caller, who gave us some statistics. She's empirical evidence that illegal immigrants in their neighborhoods, there's less crime. It's empirical evidence done by many studies. And what did you find?
Oh, well, I've seen this argument before. And what it does, though, is all of the studies that she referenced often conflate legal immigration and illegal immigration, lump the whole group together, and then say that immigrants commit crimes at a lower rate than native-born Americans, which, just looking at incarceration rates, makes that seem true. But illegal immigrants is a separate category, one that whose population size is sort of unknowable in general. And also, the vast majority of illegal immigrants have to commit a felony in order to fraudulently create the paperwork that's necessary to be employed in the first place. So there's just a lot of sleight of hand going on with these numbers, and it's a disservice to the country when these types of surveys are used just for, like, you know, fake political purposes, but it happens a lot.
Yeah, so we just wanted to let you know what we found when Vince was diligently Googling and binging during the break.
Double check my notes here.
Yes. Joining us right now is Brandon Darby. He's the editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas, and he's here to discuss with us the rise of MS-13, and there are also other deadly illegal alien criminal gangs. Interesting how this all dovetails together. Brandon Darby, good morning, and welcome to Mornings on the Mall. How are you today?
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me on.
We're glad you joined us. We're hearing a lot about MS-13, and I think there's a lot of people who are shocked when they find out that, you know, there's MS-13 members or functioning or recruiting in their children's schools. How widespread is this now in this country? Are they in every single state?
Pretty much, yeah. Pretty much, they're everywhere, every state. But it's not just MS-13. You know, there's MS-18, which a lot of people don't realize. And there's, you know, numerous other gangs that are composed of people who are in the country illegally who cross the border. You know, I'm not someone who thinks that everyone who crosses the border is a criminal by any means. Let me rephrase that. Is a hardened criminal who's going to commit more crimes. I'm sure a lot of people come here to work. But I think that the thing that people need to remember is that, you know, maybe 20 to 30% of the people who come here illegally actually are coming here to commit more crimes, not only the paperwork crimes and the fraud that Vince was talking about, but actually hardened crimes. Like, you know, in Texas alone in a three-year period, and this is something people can Google if they want to. We did break it on our site. But in a three-year period, there were over 7,000 previously convicted sex offenders deported from Texas alone. That's not the 49 other states. That's just Texas. So you do have these problems. And the other thing that I think people forget, you know, we're talking about our communities in the U.S. and the safety of our communities. But let's wax humanitarian and let's use some of the, you know, some of the arguments that the left would use. The drug cartels in Mexico, many of them, like the Zetas and the Gulf cartel, the most brutal ones, they actually make as much money from illegal immigration as they do from narcotics. So they're actually just as much illegal immigration cartels as they are drug cartels. And when people come here illegally, whether it's to work or whether it's to do something else, they're coming here and they're paying cartels. For many years, they're making payments and they're actually fueling the very systems of oppression that people are fleeing from and trying to get away from, or that are keeping Mexico and Central America's economies depressed in the first place.
Meaning like places like San Francisco, which are sanctuary cities, are essentially underwriting that process because you've got cartels who are making massive money off of moving people into the United States, and where they find safety in cities like San Francisco, for instance, or many others that declare themselves sanctuaries.
Exactly. And this is why it's so important, you know, that there is a Breitbart, that there is a Daily Caller, that there is, I mean, go down the line. It's so important because there is a massive side, many aspects to the story of an open border and to the story of immigration or illegal immigration,
right?
That just isn't reported, and that's why we all exist, right? We exist so that when the mainstream isn't reporting an aspect for political reasons, that we go, hey, wait a minute. Here are the facts. Here's the data. Here's the reality. You need to consider this in the argument as well.
In your article, in your piece on Breitbart, you talk about these five deadly illegal alien criminal gangs that are thriving in this country. And I noticed that there's a common theme through all of them, and that is the U.S. prison system. And the U.S. prison system seems to be a place that affords them the opportunity to recruit more members and actually gain strength and power. How do we deal with that in our criminal system?
Well, if we look at it in a holistic way, you deal with it by securing between ports of entry on the border, actually having a State Department that doesn't get in the way of U.S. law enforcement efforts to go after criminals who are in Mexico. And you have to actually try to prevent the crimes from occurring in the U.S. communities and against U.S. citizens in the first place. But once there are people here, when we have a system that we don't know who comes over, anyone can come. You know, during the Obama administration, and it wasn't much better during the Bush years, but specifically during the Obama administration, we had a Customs and Border Protection agency that finally admitted that they only catch 50% of the people that they know were crossing, and that's just the ones they knew about.
So better enforcement 50%. is obviously the key here to solving a lot of these problems. We keep them out of our jails and don't give them the opportunity. Yeah, it's a really fascinating piece. It's on Breitbart.com. Brandon Derby, thank you so much for joining us, and you have a great weekend. Thank you.
Hey, you as well.
It is 844 on WMAL.
If you simply take your Social Security benefits at face value, you could trigger an avalanche of taxes that you never expected, forfeit additional benefits that are rightfully yours, and even pay higher Medicare premiums. Ultimately, it could cost you thousands of dollars every single year. But you could avoid this worst-case scenario with a complimentary, customized Social Security analysis from Cornerstone Wealth Management Group right here in the D.C. area. These guys know Social Security. Their analysis is quick and it's easy, and it won't cost you a dime.
If you've saved $100,000 for retirement, call to get your customized analysis right now at 202-759-2323. This is serious money. Thousands of dollars are at stake. So call 202-759-2323. That's 202-759-2323. Advisory services offered through CWM, LLC, and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
It's 8:45. Now it's time to check the roadways, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Are you sure you want it? Here we go. Out of Silver Spring, you do want to know that on 16th Street, as you head southbound past Rock Creek Park, you know, it's typically get that stop and go. But we're very slow this morning to get past the crash, past Colorado Avenue, past the tennis court. So I do expect that to be a little heavier than normal under police direction. Getting better over near Mount Vernon Place, also Northwest D.C., had fire department activity at a building fire. It was minor, so they've been able to move along. But Massachusetts and 9th Street Northwest, it had been shut down for a little while. Massachusetts Avenue doing much better, but 9th Street's jammed. You might want to think about 7th or 10th Street. Those are still better options, alternates for you. Virginia, 66 in the westbound direction in Falls Church. Crash looks like everything to the shoulder. Westbound as you pass Glebe Road, nonetheless slow. Ox Road south of Burke Lake Road for the crash, and then eastbound 66. It's about recovering through Centerville toward Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, and Nutley Street. Had two separate incidents along the way. We'll take a look at 270 in 10 minutes. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain chances pretty low, actually none mentioned here today. Clouds coming in, mixing in with sunshine through the morning and into the afternoon. Warmer numbers up near 84 degrees with a southwest breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, it's 70 degrees at 847 on WMAL. Vince, you remember that story that came out of Montgomery, Rockville High School in Montgomery County, where there was the alleged rape of the young girl in a bathroom by the two men who were, we later found out, were here illegally. Well, prosecutors eventually dropped the charges in the case, and they said the evidence did not support a rape prosecution. But what it did was it launched an investigation into security at all of Montgomery County schools. And it was a two-month investigation of school building security. And as a result of that, Montgomery County Public Schools have ordered $1.5 million in security upgrades to 22 of their 25 high schools. These upgrades are going to include things like new security gates, door locks, vestibules near entrance doors, and so on. The big question that I don't see addressed, and maybe I'm just missing it. They're going to reduce blind spots. Here it is. They're going to reduce blind spots in which students can engage in misconduct, because the kids know where the blind spots are for the cameras, right? The kids know.
How do you reduce the blind spot in a bathroom?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good point. But we saw the video where you saw the two of them going into the bathroom. The big question is, well, we have all of these TV monitors. You saw in the news, literally a bank of just all of these TV monitors for all of these cameras. But you don't have someone monitoring them necessarily in real time. And I think that's just a huge expense, and it's still something that is going to need to be addressed, unless that's part of this and they're just not telling us that.
Well, I hope whatever the outcome is, I hope our kids stay safe.
Absolutely. It is now 8:48 on WMAL.
You may remember that back in 1998, the largest tobacco companies in the USA were sued for using false advertisements and manipulating scientific research. These tobacco companies agreed to a master settlement agreement where a minimum of $206 billion was to be awarded to 46 state municipalities. You could personally claim a tax-free portion of this money, around $2,300 per month in perpetuity, whether you have ever smoked or not. It's because billions of these dollars are being used to back interest-bearing financial instruments that bring in between 10 and 12
12% yields year after year. Investors are beating down the doors to lock up their positions, and now you can too. Money Map Press, an independent financial publisher, and editor Keith Fitzgerald have created a research presentation on these programs that you can attend free. Visit TobaccoMasterPayments.com for more information. Find out how you can benefit from the Big Tobacco Master Settlement Agreement. Call 800-282-3487 or visit TobaccoMasterPayments.com. That's TobaccoMasterPayments.com.
Most West Virginians don't have a choice. We don't get to decide how much our healthcare costs go up. No one's asking us if older Americans should be charged five times more for coverage than everyone else. And it's not our decision if Congress cuts Medicaid, leaving millions of seniors without the care they need. No, we don't get to make those choices. But Senator Capito, you do. And the choice you make on the new health care bill in Congress will decide whether countless West Virginians keep their health coverage or have it stripped away, especially people over 50. It's your choice whether to stand with us or support a bill being written in secret. A bill that could make it harder for us to afford to go to the doctor, fill our prescriptions, or get the basic medical care we depend on. Just one vote could be enough to stop this bill. And Senator Capito, that vote is yours.
Call Senator Capito today. Tell her to vote no on the health care bill. Paid for by AARP.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
What you eat doesn't just change your body. It can also change your brain. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. About 30 million people in the United States are living with diabetes. That's according to the CDC. What I've heard from a lot of people who are pre-diabetic is, look, I'm not there yet, so I don't have to worry about it. But what about this to make you think twice? Overweight and obese people with early stage type 2 diabetes have more abnormalities in the brain than normal weight people with type 2 diabetes. That's according to a new study out of Harvard School of Public Health. Look, as both a doctor and a journalist, I know eating healthy isn't easy. Making time to exercise isn't easy. Even finding enough time to sleep isn't easy. But you've got to make this stuff a priority. The longer you're not doing things right, the harder it's going to be for you to get back on track. And it could change your brain as well. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, or even with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Affordable term life insurance is out there. Call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-481-1458. 800-481-1458 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree.
Tree here, just calling to say thanks for letting me crash at your place the other night. Well, on your place. It was a rough night. I had a bit too much wind, and I think I might have broke your chimney, actually. So, yeah. Any chance you'd want to drop off my tire swing? Yeah, I mean, if not, that's cool. Okay, later.
Trees won't pay for tree damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Getting ready to downsize? Find out when to sell or buy a home in 2017 with Eric Stewart's must-read report. Call 800-900-9104 or go to ericstewartgroup.com. That's ericstewartgroup.com and download the free market-ready guide. Get Eric's invaluable tips on decluttering and prepping your house in the right sizing guide. Call him now at 800-900-9104 or go to ericstewartgroup.com. Call Eric today and get moving tomorrow.
The so-called experts will tell you to get out of the market 1 minute and then get back in the next. That's not financial advice. That's the hokey pokey. How about a more thoughtful strategy with a long-term approach? Hi, this is Greg Smith, co-host of the Wise Investor Show on WMAL. We sit on your side of the table while helping you map out your financial future. For financial advice that's focused on you, call the Wise Investor Group today.
Call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor. The Wise Investor Group is affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company.
today.
If you're like me, you wear multiple hats and do not have time to tackle everything on your dreaded to-do list. For me, I'm a wife and mother. I cook the meals, clean the house, and do the laundry, all while juggling a full-time job. Luckily, my friend showed me an app called Tackle. That's T-A-K-L. It's an on-demand home services app that's made my life so much easier. Like today, I need to go to the grocery store, take the dog to the vet, help the kids with homework, and send my boss the updated report. Oh, that doctor's appointment is this afternoon? Today is a Tackle kind of day. Tackle is an amazing app that connects me with background-checked people who can help with all kinds of pre-priced small jobs and chores. Things like house cleaning, laundry, yard work, hauling off junk, and more. I can have a Tackle provider at my house in about an hour to help with my never-ending to-do list.
Text the keyword LIFE to 47400 to download the free Tackle app today. That's LIFE to 47400.
Gonna be a good, good day.
8:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Jamie, have a great day.
You do the same. Enjoy. And as we go 270 south, we still have delays, unfortunately. Update is sponsored by Spot Hero. Earlier crash had involved three cars and an overturn. It was quite intense, and that's why we're still trying to recover. Southbound, before you get to 28, still had some activity on the shoulder at last check. So out of Gaithersburg and Germantown, watch for those heavy delays. Not related to that crash, separate incident on 28 in Rockville. If you're heading east on 28 Montgomery Avenue, before you get to the exit for 270, right near the Shell gas station, that's where we have the crash. And I'm still looking at big delays there as well. Heading through Chevy Chase on Connecticut Avenue, coming south prior to the Beltway now, that heavy delay is going to take us down toward 410 East-West Highway. Crews tell me they hadn't found anything in the way, but it's unusually heavy. 16th Street as you head southbound out of Silver Spring into Northwest D.C., past the Rock Creek Golf Club. That's where we had the accident activity. And slows each direction, Southeast Southwest Freeway heading in through town. And finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off Spot Hero Park Smarter. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Warmer weather now with Bermuda high pressure settling in off the East Coast. That's going to pump up the temperatures the next couple of days and the humidity. Clouds mixing with sunshine today, 90 degrees on a southwest breeze. Tonight, 72, suburbs a little cooler. Tomorrow, 93, sunshine and a few clouds. Some thunderstorms possible by Saturday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 70 degrees at 8:56 on WMAL.
Ever had that feeling when your heart flutters or skips a beat? It could be love, but it could also be atrial fibrillation or AFib. Left untreated, AFib can lead to blood clots, stroke, or heart failure. The AFib team at Inova Heart and Vascular Institute are worldwide leaders in new procedures that make treating heart arrhythmias less invasive, providing smoother recovery and better outcomes. Don't ignore the signs. Visit inova.org/heart. Inova. Join the future of health.
You'll never see an air conditioner kiosk at the mall.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air Conditioning.
No one's going to go door-to-door to sell you a furnace or an air conditioner. But this time of the year, I really want to get the word out about the terrific deals you can get on a Lennox system. I'm offering qualified homeowners a brand new Lennox home comfort system, heating and air conditioning, for as low as $82 per month. No money down, no annoying points or fees, and I'll even sweeten this terrific deal. Get a 10-year parts and labor warranty at no extra charge. Yeah, I know, a new heating and cooling system is a big investment. That's why I've got my stand-up guys raring to go. And no high-pressure sales judo. I wouldn't want you to miss out on those low monthly payments and 10-year parts and labor warranty. I want Snell to be the company that's famous for getting families the information they need to make the right choice for you.
Call 703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Are high real estate commissions stopping you from selling your home? Intelligent sellers are avoiding high real estate commissions and going with a smarter approach. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, we've already saved our clients over $7 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot. These distinct sensations sound strange to most, but are constant for anyone suffering from peripheral neuropathy. Most doctors are dismissive of these painful symptoms because the only treatment options used to be medications and their side effects or surgery. Now there's a non-drug and non-surgical treatment for neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. We can rehabilitate damaged nerves. All treatments are non-surgical, drug and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic, 571-350-3520, or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
And coming up tomorrow on Mornings on the Mall, Vince, we'll find out if these immigration bills make it out of the House, both the Cates immigration bill and the Sanctuary City bill. If they make it out of the House, we'll know by tomorrow.
Trump's travel ban goes into effect tonight.
Yay!
All kinds of stuff happening today. We got immigration bills. We've got we've got all kinds of action. We really do. And the president is on Twitter. And the Pigeon Sisters are in the crosshair. Can you say crosshairs, or is that out of line now? The Pigeon Sisters are the target of the president.